As the PCM Mustangs entered the 2019 season, a lot of questions surrounded the offense, in particular the personnel. Who would get the snaps, running the ball, passing, everything? As the season has gone along, we have seen Coach Greg Bonnet and his staff adapt and overcome different challenges. 2 weeks ago, the PCM Mustangs fell on the road to the Des Moines Christian Lions. In that game, the Mustangs made another drastic move offensively and lined up senior lineman Seth Greiner as a running back and handed him the ball 6 times for 64 yards.
Seth Greiner running the ball, still on his feet across the 40, no one in front of him, across the 50s, pounding his way all the way to the 40. Seth Greiner!
And pounding his way was right, because when they finally caught up to him, he was throwing guys with a stiff arm left and right.
They let the big man with the ball.
Unfortunately for the big man, he didn't play nice with others and was ejected for throwing punches and was suspended for last week's game. But with the last regular season game tonight and postseason looming, we here at KNIA Careless Sports had to ask a few questions. One, will we see the big man run the ball again? And two, what was the thinking behind putting the 6'3", 255-pound lineman in at running back? In tonight's Coach's Playbook, we sit down with head PCM football coach Greg Bonnet and discuss
the big package.
The big man Seth Greiner in the backfield played against Des Moines Christian. He only had a couple snaps as he couldn't keep his hands to himself. Got ejected for punching in that game. But Coach, you know, I guess let's go through it. What is the philosophy with having big old Seth Greiner back there running the ball?
Well, the kid runs, you know, I'm going to say he's about a 4.7, 4.8 guy, which is just as fast as any of our running backs, with the exception of Aiden Anderson and Connor Bennett. You know, he's probably faster than Colby Toole and Sage Burns at the running back spot. So, you know, you couple that with just his size and his natural athleticism. I mean, he wrestles now, but most people don't remember. This kid was a really good basketball player. I had the most fun watching him play basketball when he's a sophomore of anybody, just because he was so big and so physical, could move his body and do so much. So he's a really, really good athlete back there. So, you know, we feel like with him being in the backfield, obviously, you know, in our league, he's going to outweigh linebackers by 50 pounds sometimes. You know, it's like Carter Isley back in the day for Albia. You know, we were outweighed by him by, you know, 60, 70 pounds sometimes. And that's what advantage Seth gives us running the ball against some of the defenses that we will face.
Now, a lot of times he lined up in the backfield, I believe, in those kind of tight formations. Is there certain formations that you like to keep him in, or is it open to the whole playbook?
I think really it's open to the whole playbook. You know, he can throw the ball, he can run the ball, he just can't catch the ball. So he'll never be like flexed out or anything like that where we put him at a wide receiver, even though he has played tight end for us before. He's just got an ineligible number, and so he's not legally allowed to catch the ball.
Now, when it comes to him obviously having the issues with keeping his hands to himself, what have you worked on with him when it comes to that, and how do you keep him from hitting people like that but also keeping his physicality like he likes to be?
That's the tricky part, because with Seth, you know, he got kicked out for what they called a punch, but really it was just a very violent stiff arm, I mean, is what it was. But Seth is a big-bodied guy. He's aggressive, and so stuff, that movements that he makes is going to be violent. And, you know, when you have a 250-pound kid giving a really hard stiff arm to a 150-pound kid, they're going to call that. Probably not the other way. If it's a 150-pound kid giving him a stiff arm, you know, they're not going to call it. But so what we talked about is just making sure he's using his shoulders when he's going through the line, keeping two hands on the ball so he doesn't want to free up that one and start whacking kids. Because any time that he gives a stiff arm, he's tall enough that he's going to be hitting, you know, kind of in the helmet or face mask area, you know, most of the time. So we kind of just worked with him on making sure that he's using his shoulders rather than, you know, the big old Seth stiff arm.
You know, I know he's not the first big guy you've had run the ball. Obviously, we had the snotty counter for a reason, and he's been a part of that as well. But what was the point where you're like, you know what, we're going to line this kid up there?
When we knew we were going to play Des Moines Christian. You know, you take a look at what Sheraton did to him with their big running back Kane and their big fullback, you know, the number 5 Wood kid. You know, they're just, we were able to physically dominate him with those guys, and that's exactly what Sheraton did, and we felt like we were going to be able to do that too. And you know, Seth had, it worked. He had 65 yards on 5 carries or something like that. But you know, that was where it all came about, was we thought we could just physically beat on Des Moines Christian and kind of wear their guys out and get it so they didn't want to play offense and they didn't want to play defense especially. And you know, I think it had a shot at working for sure before they ejected him.
Is there any underlining excitement for him to be back this week and possibly being in the playoffs, given a lot of teams really haven't seen film on him run the ball?
I think for us there is. We don't rep it that much. You know, we rep our offense during our regular offense during practice, and we do, you know, maybe 10 to 15 plays of this a week. But every time we do it, it's just – you know, even our defense is out there, and you see linebackers going, "Oh crap!" You know, here, dang it! You know, and I'd get it. If I was a linebacker and I was, you know, I knew exactly what our offense was going to do, just like our offense. You know, our defense knows what our offense is going to do, and if I was a linebacker and I knew it was coming, I'd be a little bit concerned for my physical well-being as well. And so for us, it's just really fun to see. And the bottom line is, you know, Seth doesn't look like a defensive lineman running the ball. I mean, he looks like just a big, you know, NFL type of fullback running the ball.
He sounds like a big choo-choo train.
There you have it.
The big package.
Our Week 9 Coach's Playbook. All I can say is if you're on the Centerville defense,
next time don't stand on the tracks when the train's coming through.
For Football Friday Nights and K&I Careless Sports, I'm Nathan Sage.
What's wrong with his medulla oblongata?